This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Special attention needs to be paid to the things that follow, because they describe the place where we will spend eternity. They are new, a new heaven and new earth. That is how John begins his description. He says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea." John goes on to mention the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband. John hears a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away." Then the one who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." God continues talking to John and says this, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." God wraps up his words with these words, "But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Remember, these are the true words of God. After that, John is shown the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And what John saw was the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, brilliant as a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a high wall with 12 gates attended by 12 angels. The gates had the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel written on them. The wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The city was measured, is in the shape of a square or cube. It is 1,500 miles high and 1,500 miles long and 1,500 miles wide. The wall measured 72 yards. It was made of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation stones of the city were adorned with every kind of precious stone. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. The street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. John saw no temple in it. The Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. There is no sun or moon, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. The chapter ends with these encouraging words, "In the daytime, for there will be no night there, its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying, shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." That's all we really know from the Book of Revelation about our final resting place, the place we call heaven, except it is a new heaven, and there will be a new earth. But it is enough for us to know that we want to be there. So let me point out a couple of things that struck me as I was reading this again. This is the inheritance of those who overcome, and John tells us who the overcomer is in his first letter, the book we call 1 John. The emphasis placed on lying is unmistakable, and God confirms the reality of hell, which he describes as the lake that burns with fire, which is called the second death. And we are shown again who the angel is who was appointed by Jesus to show John these things. He is one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues. And John is shown the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Except what he sees is the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. That must be where the bride is to be. She comes down with or in the city. The description of the city is familiar, but there is one thing that always puts me in awe, and that is that each of the 12 gates is a single pearl. What crosses my mind when I read that is, I'd like to see the oysters that made those pearls. I also find it interesting that the New Jerusalem has a wall. Its gates will never be closed, but still, there is a wall. The description of the beauty and the light of the new heaven and the new earth and the New Jerusalem is so very encouraging and makes them so very desirable. There is yet more such encouragement to come, so just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.